proclamation number 8822 dated the June 27th, 1964. Correction of misguided teachings. Truth does not remain pure once it is spread amongst imperfect humanity, which I had foreseen and therefore spoke the words, I will guide you into truth. Single quote. Although merely a firm will would suffice to keep it pure. But people do not master this will. And divine gifts will be especially devalued by the adversary's influence. It can always be safely assumed that my revelations will not remain unchanged either, especially when worldly interests are involved, when people do not exclusively serve these revelations with the firm intention of protecting them against adverse influences. And thus my pure word can be sent to earth time and again. It will not remain pure, because there are too few spiritual helpers, and if my divine word gets into the hands of worldly-minded people it can be expected to be contaminated again. Therefore it is always necessary to convey the pure truth to earth again. And for this I choose the right vessels, people who prepare themselves for the reception of my flow of spirit, who give me the assurance that they will accept the truth without resistance, who do not oppose it with their own opinions and who fulfill their task correctly, and who are also distributors of my divine truth. They will also have the gift of recognizing error which, as a work of my adversary, thus under the cover of piety, is given to people as truth in the same way. I cannot contradict myself, and neither can I make use of a person who denies my act of salvation and my human manifestation in Jesus, who thus allegedly speaks to a person as, Jesus being an, ascended master. A misguided doctrine is being fostered in all these human beings, which does not correspond to my divine teaching. But my chosen vessel recognizes all correlations and cannot be deceived. And since the beings of light, who work on my instruction, will only teach you what is my will, since they impart the same flow of strength and light which emanates from me myself, their spiritual information has to be the same too, or you would have to doubt its authenticity. I will always and forever expound the divine teaching of love, as I did on earth, and explain to people the consequences of a life of love as well as the disadvantages of non-compliance with my commandments, because this is the meaning and purpose of earthly life after all. And time and again you will be told about the cause of your earthly existence. The knowledge of all correlations is all-inclusive and explains everything. You will recognize therein my love, wisdom and might, and will be able to strive towards unity with me. That is all I ask for. The fact that my pure word was repeatedly spoiled forces me to repeatedly pronounce my will too. Yet its truth is guaranteed as long as I can still use a vessel serving me voluntarily and as long as servants assist me in spreading the pure truth. And while this is so, misguided doctrines, which are always close at hand and endanger the pure truth, can be refuted. I will always bless the will of those who strive for pure truth. I will enlighten their thoughts so that they will recognize the truth. But it is also essential that they take the path to me. They must not entrust themselves to beings they call upon for help, for they don't know whether these are authorized by me to teach you. Thus they do not know whether they are being taught the truth. The act of salvation and its reason is evidence that you have found the right source, but if this is only mentioned in passing, if it is not the essence of a message from above, you should have misgivings, for I gave you the criterion myself. Test the spirits whether they are of God. A spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Single quote. And this teaching is the most important. This is what matters. that you find salvation through Jesus Christ. Only He can take the original sin from you. For Unile 1, you have to acknowledge Him as your God and Creator in order to unite with me eternally. Amen.